3:15, 3:15. To sing first and last verse. Let's sing. I'd like to stay here longer and make a lot of things and watch some things change here, but I'm looking away. But if my Savior calls me to do that, be home now. I'll live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell him things of stories and of joy.
turn to 672. Now let us sing the first and the last. And I'll sing the verse at a pretty, you know, steady clip. When we get to the chorus, we'll slow it down. 672. There's a holy and beautiful city whose builder and ruler is God. John saw it descending from heaven when Patmos in exile he trod. Its high massive wall is of jasper. The city itself is pure gold. And when my frail tent here is folded, mine eyes shall its glory behold. In that bright city, pearly white city, I have a mansion, a robe, and a crown. Now I am watching, waiting, and longing for the white city John saw coming down. No heartaches are known in that city. No tears ever moisten the eye. There's no disappointment in heaven. No envy and strife in the sky. The saints are all sanctified holy. They live in sweet harmony there. My heart is now set on that city, and someday its blessing I'll share. In that bright city, pearly white city, I have a mansion, a robe, and a crown. Now I am watching, waiting, and longing for the white city John saw coming down. Thank you.
837. Sing the first and last of this song. I have a slide here. And if you'd like to do so as a singing stand. Thank you.
next song we'll sing is My Only Hope Is You.
This is one of the songs I'll have the privilege of leading in January for O'Neill and James. I thought we could give it a try tonight. My Only Hope Is You.
Thank you. 213. Sing the first and the last verse, because I can make sense.
He took my burdens all away up to a brighter day. He gave me a song.
Thank you. 627 to sing all three.
Walking in sunshine, all my journey.
faithfully hope.
That story includes your obedience to His word. Hear it. Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Believe it. The wonder Jesus said in John 8:24, unless you believe that I am he, you should die in your sins. Repent. Jesus makes it clear in Luke 13:3. I tell you nay, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. And confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 10, for with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and then be buried your Lord in baptism, to rise up anew in Jesus Christ. Yes, as Peter says in 1 Peter 3:21, the like figure weren't even baptism doth also now save us, not a putting away of the filth of the flesh, but an answer of a good conscience toward God of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have been singing song after song. Song after song, praising God, encouraging one another. And if you're in this assembly tonight and you've never taken that step, you've never obeyed the Lord, it's a wonderful story. We can tell others about it when we have obeyed the Lord. If you're here tonight, won't you do that? And if you need to confess your sins, as two did this morning, won't you come tonight acknowledging your wrong, asking God to forgive you? It's a marvelous, wonderful story. I love to tell that story. It's tonight your invitation from Jesus to come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Who will come? Give me your hand, but guard your heart as together we stand, as we sing.
I am his all, Lord.